It was in the programme for government the last time, and there was supposed to hold a referendum in 2024, and they could have put it in with all the other referendums that they had, do you know what I mean? So without the referendum, unfortunately, our diaspora won't have a vote. So I would be, you know, somebody that has lived abroad. I lived in Australia for a few years, and I was in London for a while as well. And somebody was chairman of the council last year, Latham County Council last year, and visited many people abroad. They're waiting for that vote. And unfortunately, many of them that was calling for the vote a few years ago are no longer with us. So I think it's bad that we haven't looked after our diaspora, because we're always looking for them, and especially the ones of them with money, that if they can invest in Ireland. But we should be looking after those that did invest in Ireland over the years, that came here on their summer holidays every year, or those that sent the money home to help the families here. And we have been very, very slow to give them the vote. And I think that in the presidential election, it would be great if they could get it up and running for this year.
Yeah, and there's huge interest for the Irish living abroad in these particular elections when they come around, let them be local, let them be a general election or indeed a presidential election. And it's an opportunity for them in some ways still to feel very much part of what's going on in Ireland. And with the current technology, you would imagine that it wouldn't be a big ordeal to make sure that votes were cast in plenty of time.
Of course, I can't see how every other country in the EU except Slovakia, I think, is it, and Malta, are the only two that haven't given the diaspora a vote. Surely to God, and we see all the people that have come into this country from abroad, they can vote in their government or presidential elections. We see them here queuing up to vote for in the last elections for the American presidency. So I can't see why it is such an issue or such a problem. And as you said, we're always looking for them to give us something, but we have given them nothing. And there's generations of them that were very loyal and honest to this country, and they were forgotten about. And I think it's about time, because if they don't, John, if they don't get the vote this year, they have to wait 7 more years. How many more of them will have passed away and was never afforded that opportunity? I think it's. I would sooner see the presidential election held back for 5 months or 6 months to give them the opportunity.